You know, Cain didn't run off and go to a honky-tonk that night, that day. He wasn't down at the local bar. Now, we can talk about if that's sinful or not. I'm just picking that so you get an idea here. What did Cain do? He came to God. He came to God. He brought his own life. He brought his very best. He didn't disown God. He didn't shake his fist at God. He said, I'm going to bring you my best, God. Sounds good. That's what the law sounds. It's what when we do our own work sounds like. I'm bringing my own life. And boy, it's just going to be great. You're going to love my life, God. And God, there is no light produced but to make its point. Take your little flashlight and put it up against the sun. And he doesn't even see your little flashlight. But burning that. You can't even make that much light. But this is what you think. Okay. Encircle yourselves with a firebrand. Walk in the light of your own fire. Your own light. And among the brands you have set ablaze. This is what you're going to get from me. You will lie down and dormit. I'm not going to take this. This is my obedience. The obedience isn't for you to go make your own light. The obedience that I'm looking for is for you to trust me. That's the obedience I'm looking for. So this is just a verse that dealt with this that helped us in seeing this whole issue. So are we going to trust, in our point here, are we going to trust God? That's verse 10 here. Is it verse 10 or 11? Yeah, verse 10. Or are we going to trust himself? That's what point 5 is really saying. We just looked at. Point 5 is, you're going to trust him or you're going to trust yourself? People, this is fundamental. This is the book of Job. This is the book and stories all through the Bible of men who, by law, by list, by something, trying to be for God. This is not the exception. This is the exception. Very few in all of the history of the Bible just came to God and said, I trust you. This is the norm in all through church history. This is the norm. We have to do for God, and then God will save. We're trusting God. They do have faith. They'll tell you they're doing faith. But what is their faith? Their faith is that God will accept their life. I'm trusting God that if I do this, God will save me. So I'm doing faith. That's not the faith God is looking for. The faith God is looking for is, will you just trust me? What their faith is, God is, if I offer God my life, my work, my repentance, my confession, my sorrow, my sacraments, my obedience, my doing good, my being moral, my whatever, my, all my stuff, my list, God is going to save me, deliver me, restore me, whatever.